Hello there! Do you need any rescuing from the glory hole?
No.
Have you fallen into that hole of glory?
No, I don't need any help, thank you.
You there! Do you need any rescuing? We're here to save you from the hole of glory! I can't understand you, sirs! There's something in your mouth!
Yeah. This show has gotten super raunchy today.
Eat this.
No!
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hours.
It's good!
Und good for you!
For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, the Mission Creator Show of its kind, heard every Tuesday, 4 o'clock here on 91.5 FM, WPRK, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com. Lots of stuff over on gayradioshow.com, and links to basically everything else, links to our Facebook page, to our Twitter. You gotta stay on top of it. That's the one thing that brings me joy. Follow us on Twitter. Do it in like a funny voice, like a funny little fancy British lad, like everyone else. Like Twitter.
Well, it's on the way. You'll be here soon.
Follow us on Twitter at Gay Radio Show. We're also a free download. If you download the free TuneIn Radio app and download TuneIn Radio, you can search WPRK, listen to the show, listen to the station anytime you want to. I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 365. And as you mentioned, we have people coming in. Evidently, the weather's beautiful today, but evidently traffic is just a real, real son of a bitch. So we're not going to have to deal with that. So we have Lady Barry coming in. We have Eric coming in. Over there, we have Alex the Friendturn. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You know, your face looks like the most comfortable chair. Happy Valentine's Day.
You can change your chair if you want. I don't know what chair you're in.
I'd rather make your face my chair.
Oh,
okay. Hey!
If you sit on my face, I'll keep eating until I find my way to your heart.
Stop.
Take your glasses off. And then over there, Jesus McClay. How you doing, man?
Hola. I'm good. How are you?
I love seeing Jesus out and about. He was kind of like, you know, right at the beginning of my trans-Latinoism. He was kind of like, my BFF. Like, he was one of the first, like, Latinos I kind of had in the show. One of the first Latinos who wouldn't let me get it in, and so we just became friends instead. So it's like, you know.
Still didn't happen.
Exactly. Okay. Your standards are far too high for me. I've been working out, though. Can you tell?
Yes. Yes, I can tell.
What was that look for?
She's a classy
boy. Yeah, I'm just looking at your body now.
I'm flexing hard right now. The listeners are looking at the flexes right there. So follow us on all those different ways you can. Follow us on Twitter during the show, hashtag Gay Radio Show, and give the station a call, 407-646-2915. You know what's funny about the call letters and doing that intro to the show? It really is the thing I have to do every single week. And at this point, it's automatic. I'm going to do it long after I stop doing this radio show. But it's funny how people use your ability to throw out, like, call letters and numbers as, like, validation that I do what I say I do. So, like, when I meet someone, they go, oh, you do radio? Like, no, you don't. And then I'll be like, hey, you're listening to Al Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, 407-646-915. Follow us on Twitter, at Gary. Like, oh, you do radio. You talk like a radio.
If you say it three times in a mirror, he'll appear.
Yes, a little bit.
So that's my cue. That's everything that's been going on as we wait for people to show up. And Alex, I wanted to ask you something that just popped into my head because you're the youngest member of the show. I love the dynamic that you've brought to the show because as I have, my birthday is next week. As I've been getting older, I realize that, you know, I'm not getting any younger. So I do like that you bring this, like, 20-year-old millennial hipster, one day a man bun, next day I'm Prince, now I'm not washing, now the nose ring is like a stud. Like, you really do add, you add a necessary demographic to the show.
Right.
Based on your upbringing, and we've never talked about this before, and this is a friend of mine, you know, we need to get into the habit of, I think, Lady Barry too. We do like a weekly pre-ritual where we meet at my house before the show. We kind of, you know, we kind of catch up on each other's week. We watch like a little bit of MTV. We show up to the station on time. We do all that stuff. And I've never really known this about you. Are you a big believer in conspiracy theories? Like, are you all about that there's something behind everything else? And I think you know why I'm broaching this topic.
Right. I mean, to be honest, like, I do believe in some of them. I don't believe in many of them. Like, to be honest, like, I like to see things for what it is, but I'm also a very, like, evidence person, and, like, I'm also a very, like, logic kind of person. So in order for me to truly believe a conspiracy theory, like, it has to be, like, you know, backed by a lot of facts.
Okay, let's start in general. Illuminati.
Yes.
There is Illuminati.
Oh, absolutely.
We are the number one gay radio show for Illuminati to listen to.
hey.
There's no one there that can prove that we're not. So, okay.
Still waiting for that recruitment letter.
I think you have to actually do something? You have to either be wealthy or successful or have power or influence to be Illuminati.
Nice.
How do you know I'm Illuminati?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to make it happen soon. Maybe I'll meet, like...
Hold on a minute.
I'll meet the Jay-Z to my
You need
Beyonce.
To keep your eyes in check, Jesus, because no one can throw a gay shade eye like you, and you do not need to... You've already read me up and down, sitting down in the studio 3 times already with your little gay eye check, so keep it. Stop it.
I'm just looking at you. I haven't seen you forever.
The library is open, and she is reading.
You know what I decided the other day? I came up with a...
Jesus is the king of the shady
There you go.
Eye.
Our people are coming in here.
They got here at the well, same time.
Go ahead and sit down and get headphones. I'm talking to Alex real quick. Okay, Alex, what about the moon landing? Do you believe we actually landed on the moon?
Yeah.
You believe we did?
I mean, I feel like there's also, like, people who can show me mathematical equations that show that it is totally feasible for us to land on the moon.
Okay. What about 9/11? Is 9/11 an inside job? Is 9/11 an Illuminati type thing?
I don't think it's an Illuminati type thing, but I think it is a government cover up. To be honest, like I will believe that the government is shady enough to have created the craziest disaster in order for us to have a reason to start a war.
Pieces don't add up. Don't make no sense.
Thank you, Republican Ron. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It don't make no sense. Don't cover up.
What about the are those working for you though?
They're working now.
Okay. What about the conspiracy theory that Donald Trump is actually a double agent sent to fracture the Republican Party so that Bernie Sanders can get into office?
I don't know if he's on Team Bernie Sanders, but I do believe that he thinks that Republicans are the dumbest demographic, and therefore he can manipulate them easier than having had run independent.
I think he's gonna run independent.
It would be funny if at the end it just turned out to be a joke, and he's like, "See, I manipulated the whole party. I did the whole thing."
Yeah. Change your chair if you need to, because I'm getting you side saddle here, man. I need to have you on a mic. Here.
I would just do anything for him to be the host of Celebrity Apprentice again.
That's one of my favorite shows, dude. It's really good. I love Celebrity Apprentice. Lady Barry Matthews is here. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for making it in. And then Eric, the actor. Good to see you again, man.
Good to see you, too.
I love you, man.
Say Twitter.
Yeah. See, I told you. Like, this is exactly the moment I was waiting for.
You can catch us on Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. If you could set up your cell phone's hotspot Wi-Fi so I can connect to the internet.
What?
You're such a data
Just
drainer.
Let everybody know I do not get compensated for
I was about to say, this is like the most broke down show. Like it is. Almost all of us have headphones, so that's pretty cool. And so with everything going on, I'm glad that my cast and crew are here. I want to talk about snarky gays.
Woohoo!
How much time do we
tu
have?
Tu sabes snarky. ¿Cómo se dice snarky? No sé. Like snarky. Okay, like a gay person that's like I was at trivia the other night.
is that how the snarky gay?
But basically what I'm getting at is someone that always has something to say about everything, whether or not the question is addressed at them, and you just rolled one eyeball. That was a very good indicator. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so I was at a trivia night, and one of these types of people was there that just kept rolling their eyes at everything, that just had a quippy, the stereotypical gay response to everything.
Yeah.
And in a way, I'm glad those people exist because it reminds me of how I don't want to be. It's one of those people that has to one-up. You say you did this, this person has to one-up your story with something else. Or you say one thing, they have to disagree just to be a contrarian. Or you say one thing, they have to say something just to be like that little bit gayer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I hate those. Yeah. Okay, we haven't confirmed. How do you say snarky in Spanish?
Did
you give a translation of the word?
No, there is no... Snarky is an English word. There
okay,
is no
so
Spanish
what would be
word
the comparable word?
Snobby.
How do you say snobby?
I mean, there's a word for that, but snob. Again, I mean, I don't know.
Is it one we could say in the air?
Exactly. That's exactly it. Oh. No, there's only one word for snarky, snobby,
can
whatever
you,
it is in Spanish.
Can you
is it the
say
M one?
In a really, really, really thick accent for me.
Snarky.
There you go. That's how you say snarky in Spanish.
Antonio,
it's snarky.
Just so snarky.
I am Antonio Vangelis, and you are so
snarky.
Thank you, Puss in Boots.
All right, let's do the 3 things I learned this week. I wonder which one will be the first during the month of February.
Ooh, we like logos over your nudes.
Ah! Three things that justice learned this week. Sorry, you're dumb. Three things that learned this week.
Woo. Coachella.
No, it's not Coachella. It's the three things you learned this week. Yeah. All right, as always, the first thing I learned this week is we are in the middle. We are halfway through the Sloygica, the sixth annual Out Loud Orlando logo over your junk contest. Some people go, Justice, why don't you shorten the name of your stupid contest? He goes, you know what? It's funny to me that it's so long and so absurd at this point that we're just going to stick with it.
You know, next year you can call it Sloygica again because it's the seventh.
This is true.
Yeah.
That I love the fact that you're assuming that we're going to be on the air, this contest won't get us kicked off the air, that I'll even still want to do this crap.
It hasn't yet. Last year.
I mean, right?
It hasn't
well,
yet.
Well, it's the fact that Alex was talking about sitting on your face won't get you off the air.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was about to say, it got real raunchy up in here.
There are a few things on the air. Hey, listen, man, you know, he's a classy guy, okay?
Yeah,
you
need, I'm a classy bro.
You need to offer to buy him a salad before you try to toss it, okay? Just that's all I'm saying.
That's actually my thing on Grindr.
Oh my god.
Treat me to a salad before you toss my.
Okay, thank you.
There we go. That actually is on his Grindr.
Romantic.
Oh, we have confirmation.
So the sixth annual Outlet Orlando logo of your junk contest is going on. Have you seen any of the pictures on Facebook? Have you seen any of our contestants?
Yes, I did. Last night.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have anyone that you like that's in the contest?
Yes,
have
the
you
one
seen
with the wig and the makeup?
The one with the wig and the makeup. So
male. Yes, that one.
That one?
I like that one.
I'll be honest, we have a couple new entries. I have to get them uploaded tonight. Those will be on Gay Radio Show. They're on our Instagram page. We can vote for them at Gay Radio Show. They're on our Twitter page. We can retweet and vote for them, favorite them at Gay Radio Show. And then on the Homo Happy Hour page, facebook.com/ Gay Radio Show. And you can check those out. So we have a new leader after not last week. We had Sumner on last week, who was a great guest. Alex was smitten. Yeah. He was a fun guest. It was nice talking to him. And then we also had the young man who does movies, Cody, and Cody submitted his photo that night. He's back in Arkansas, and so that was the photo that Cody submitted. He gave,
I don't get it. Is it like a? Is that a poster in his room? Is
like
it photoshopped?
Collage.
Like what? What's
it's,
going on?
It's a screenshot or a photo from one of his movies that he did. So
well,
this
the junk.
That logo's covering that junk down there. And this guy back here, who you can see, this guy's back here. He's getting ready to be like, "Yo, look at my junk. Talk to it like a microphone." So we had to cover that one up. And then for some reason, he put oversized cartoon vampire wax lips on himself
to cover his identity.
Now and listen, although I don't get it, I put no stipulations on these pictures, and he jumped to first place in less than 24 hours, so he's in the lead right now with about 120 likes.
My goodness.
And so then going down in order, you know, we have a couple of the people that are in the top there. And then the other entry we had was a drag queen who I talked him into doing it last Monday at when we saw you doing their stand-up. And it's a young artist named Mason who goes by the drag name Some Bitch. And he did, this is a black and white picture because I didn't have time to access the color printer. But, you know, he did an artistic drag photo. And it was actually a pretty cool picture. I really liked what it added to the contest. So those are all up there. We still have got Sumner with his Day of the Dead. We have our transgender contestant. We have our brown fella. We have we have like a midget nudist at a beach. We have Justin Jones, who's my just fate. Like, I'm there. I got a beard. I love my body. And then there's one more that's going to be added. Now, this is the year. This is shaping up to be the year of the, you know, the Chinese New Year. What is it? What is the Chinese New Year?
The monkey.
Is it Year of the Monkey?
Yeah.
Well, this year for Sloygica, it's Year of the Porn Star. Because we have a couple more submissions from some guys that have done, like, BrokeStraightBoys.com, who are like, hey, here are all of my pictures.
can I be that sponsor of the Broke Straight Boy?
Well, I had to get confirmation first that I could put up those pictures because they're from the web. So even though it's of the guy, I wanted to be like, yo, I don't want to get in trouble and get like a cease and desist letter from, you know, from your parent company. So anyway, so the contest is in full effect. I'd like a few more entries. We need some, I think the females need to, I mean...
I still need champions. I don't have a champion.
What do you say? Yet.
I still gotta find a champion.
You know what?
I gotta find a champion too.
Listen, I'm gonna have to put a deadline on that. You have to pick your champion by next Tuesday, the 23rd. Otherwise, you're not gonna be eligible for the secondary contest. So the champion, and for those who don't know, the champion is gonna be.
Let's go recruiting this weekend.
There's a second contest?
There's a second contest. The members...
I'm trying to recap
It's a great show. You should check it out sometime.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a year, actually.
Avid listener.
The main members of the show, who show up more than once every 6 months, Jesus McClay, they get to pick one of the members. They get to either recruit or pick someone that's in the contest and choose that as their champion. If that person wins, or whoever gets the highest number of votes, they get $100 as well. So the winner gets $300 cash. If you submit your photo, you can go to gayradioshow.com, right click save the logo, you can put it on there. It's a good time. And so I love our little radio show contest. I'm a little tired this year. I feel like my enthusiasm of, you know, there's such a thing as too much of a good thing in your personal life, where you're waking up and just going, you know what, I don't have time to count all these nude votes. I got other stuff I got to do. I need a nap.
I need a nap. I don't got time for notes.
I know. Anyway, it's a good time. So you know what? I wanted. How was your Valentine's Day? Did you have a good Valentine's Day?
It was absolutely lovely.
That's the second thing I learned this year. Did you do anything? You didn't do anything. Well, you went to St. Pete.
Yeah.
You took a road trip to do like little DJ hipster things.
It was a friend's trip. It was amazing. Like, it's better to be surrounded by people who truly genuinely love you than to be with one person who may just falsely love you. So.
Oh, that's cute.
Wow. Now you have me. How was your Valentine's Day, Eric?
It was great. I worked. Fabulous.
Work.
He got me lots of flowers and it was fun. Stuff. I got some chocolates and flowers and stuff. I got to be fat and rot my teeth out for the night.
There you go. Jesus is a strong, independent Puerto Rican woman and he don't need no man. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was good. I worked a double. I made money and that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
See,
I haven't worked in like 5 days.
She's in love with the money.
Yes.
That's the truest statement ever.
Her boyfriend's name is Benjamin.
Actually, no, that's true. He dates old white men named Benjamin who carry lots of Benjamins.
Oh. Yeah. If they have muscles too. Well.
Girl, teach me your tricks.
I got numbers.
Lord.
You guys have like the same type. You're like the evolved form of him if he got like a haircut.
So you're calling me
if I was a Pokemon?
No, I'm just saying you have got.
You are.
I'm saying you're
like a Pokemon. You're the next level.
I'm saying that your BH has got a lot more experience and mileage on it than his.
I'll teach you. I'll do some job shadowing.
Yeah, you can follow. This is part of your internship. This is training.
Welcome to How to Find the Rich Daddy 101. What about you, Lady Barry? What did you do on Valentine's Day?
I worked all
Everybody
day.
Worked!
I worked a double, and I made $300, so
Exactly. Yeah.
She in love with the money, too.
I am not in love with the money. I need a man.
No, listen. Talk about in love with the money. I should have worked. I ended up dropping about $200 front and back between Saturday night and Sunday morning. Now, this isn't because there's anything extremely Valentine's-y going on in my life, but I did have someone I was hanging out with, and I was saying, you know what? When's the last time I had anyone to hang out with on Valentine's Day? So I kind of was the splurge crazy. So the night before, we saw Deadpool, we did the piano bar, did City Walk, did dinner out and about. That's a good time. You know, come to find out they've raised the hurricane prices. I'm going to sound so old right now. I'm bitching about how cheap the hurricanes used to be. It was like $30 for two hurricanes, man. Like, they've jacked the price up there, and that's my favorite alcoholic beverage whenever I go to a piano bar.
Oh gosh, you're such a girl. I'll have a hurricane, please, on the rocks.
You know, I don't know if
stuff is not like for the weak of heart.
No, two of those gets me going, but it's just because I love the piano bar. But here's what I was thinking. I've been going to this Pat O'Brien's piano bar since 2007, and it has a lot of memories. Memories with friends. It was the first real date I went on with my ex-fiance. First friend I ever came out to was there. First time I ever heard Only the Good Die Young by Billy Joel was there. Just to me, there's a lot of memories, and I always kind of gravitate back there. And I started thinking this time around, is that good or bad when I meet someone or I take someone out, if I take them to a place that means a lot to me that I want to share, or is it limiting because I'm telling the same stories and doing the same thing? I'm wrestling between, is that a good thing to share with somebody, or do I need to let the past kind of be the past and say, hey, those memories were there? Or does it give me a chance? Or does it give me a chance to share stories about things that mean a lot in my life? You know, like that's exactly. when I talk about this place, I'm able to talk about things that have been important to me. What do you think?
It's a misfortune that, I mean, the place that has so much meaning and sentimental value is a piano bar in the middle of the tourist district. I mean, one would think, like, I don't know, here's my special hole in the wall that I like to go to, but
leave Club O out of this.
Memories happen where they happen, and. You know.
Leave Club O out of this.
Yeah, leave Club O out of this, okay?
Leave the bathhouse alone.
Leave the bathhouse behind. Gross.
I think with this cast, we definitely...
This is my favorite glory hole.
I think we definitely... Hello from the other side.
You should be able to sing.
Hey there, I'm stuck in this glory hole in the belly of a whale. How's everyone doing? Hello there. Do you need any rescuing from the glory hole? No. Have you fallen into that hole of glory?
Ridiculous.
No, I don't need any help. Thank you.
You there. Do you need any rescuing? We're here to save you from the hole of glory. I can't understand you, sirs. There's something in your mouth.
Yeah. This show has gotten super raunchy today.
I was just trying to say that this is what the radio show would sound like if we were broadcasting from the belly of a whale. Hello there, I'm in the belly of a whale.
Hello.
I'm pretty sure we should be broadcasting from outside right now.
It's a beautiful day. What, are the soccer players there?
Oh my god, and they're older this week.
Listen.
Yes. And they're more built.
If you can hear the sound of my voice, you come to where we're, and this is not a call to action. If you want to crawl out of the belly of a whale and come down to our station, and you like looking at hot shirtless guys playing soccer, there's been this reoccurring... Why am I still in the belly of a whale? There's been...
Exactly. Why are
come up for air. Jeez.
And I'll tell you what will get me out of the belly of a whale. Coming to see the shirtless soccer players, you know, playing an impromptu scrimmage game. Like, literally every... We take... When we leave the show... This is so sketch. When we leave the show, instead of walking to our cars, we, like, meander around the long way while we're, like, calling out who our favorite is. Like, yesterday... Like, last week, the ball kind of got kicked near me, and I completely froze up. And I was like, oh, there's a ball. I didn't know what to do. And so, yeah. So if you want
to
come...
You should be used to balls flying at your face. You should know what to do.
There goes my social life. But you should come listen to...
You can't objectify a soccer ball, Eric.
Yes, I can.
You should come to gayradioshow.com and, like, listen to us on your phone while you sit in the steps watching the soccer players.
Oh, my God.
And then after the show, we will come walk by and do a meet and greet. You can meet all your favorite members of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. I'm sure the people are lining up.
There's a line out the door for autographs every time we leave.
Yeah, but I like going to the piano bar, and it's a lot of fun. It's easy going. I can have fun there. I like places where people don't take themselves too seriously. If you're able to sing and drink and be merry, I think that's why I like karaoke too. It's people don't really take themselves too seriously. Everyone can kind of have fun. You can kind of break down those barriers. And then the next morning, you know, just for kicks and giggles, I got the champagne and the OJ and some marshmallows and some chocolate fudge. You know, I had that. And I made reservations. I don't want to mention the name of the place. And if you saw where I checked in, please don't mention it. But I made reservations at a pretty fancy little place down by Lake Eola for like a 1 p.m. Valentine's brunch. This is a place I've been wanting to go to. This is easily like, you know, like a $20 an entree brunch type place.
Oh, splurge in there.
Fancy, huh?
The restaurant I work at is $20 an entree. $20. Let's step it up, sir.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a very good place to go for a brunch when someone's not like your official Valentine. Like when you're not officially like booed up or anything.
If
like
somebody's
that.
Not your official Valentine, you shouldn't be making reservations. You should be going to like Chili's or Red
the
Lobster.
The Sizzla.
Well, so it was a place that the food was amazing. Mm-hmm. No criticism about the food or the service. And the company was awesome as well, and enjoyed, you know, so we're enjoying this place, and they take a contemporary twist on like Southern cuisine, so like Southern is kind of like in their title and their description.
How so it was good, because I've always, this place that you're talking about, I've wanted to go to for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's it. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. But here's what my problem is, and it's not really a problem, it's just more of a comedic observation. Mm-hmm. So my partner and I, or who my brunch partner, I'm sorry, I do not have a partner.
Okay. I missed a lot of the show.
Don't flatter yourself.
Mama always said life is like a box of
chocolates. Is that the third thing we're going to learn this week?
Congratulations, I have a prenup.
Yay!
So we're at brunch and we're in the back room that's able to be closed by curtains. And at first I'm thinking, okay, this is just the only small available two top table. And there's a table that could fit 20 next to us. And then we start seeing the group of 20 filter in. The group of 20 happens to be all gay men. This is like the gay best friends brunch. Each gay man like more jacked than the other. So now it's 22 gay people in the back room. And I'm kind of laughing and joking, well, why'd they put the gay people in the back? What are they trying to hide? Is there something to be ashamed of? And then, when I think this is unjustified, the last two top table is where they put the only two African-Americans in the restaurant. So now I'm really laughing because they've hidden the minorities and the gays in the back part of this restaurant, unintentionally or otherwise. We poke our head around the curtain, nothing but just like beautifully dressed white people. with women in the front. Have you ever done that where you know it's not, I don't believe there would be any ill will. It's not purposeful at all. That uh-huh. back room is probably reserved for a bigger group because of the way it's set up.
Okay, mm-hmm. people.
But if are we trained, are we trained now to look at that because we're sensitive? Or am I just, sometimes I wonder if I look.
That sounds like they were doing what you think they were doing.
No, yes. really?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you believe in conspiracy theories?
Conspiracy theories? But
it just didn't add up.
Okay, go ahead.
Scalia was murdered by Obama because he wants his job.
Right. Yes.
That's what happened. But scandal.
You can sit me next to 20 hot gay daddies, like, anytime.
Well, no, but the thing is, I knew, like, four or five of them that came in, so you're trying to be on, like, your, like, little brunch date and not, like, keep turning around and looking and talking while it was,
hey,
like,
girl!
No, right?
How those eggs, girl! Yeah, you like them over easy?
It was delicious food. But you do. So, I mean, other situations, have you ever been in a situation like that where you think, I mean, you're Puerto Rican, you're Lily White. I always confused about, are you half black, are you full, are you half Latino?
I'm half black, half what white.
Half black, half white.
Yeah.
All right. So you.
And yes, it's happened to me before.
Okay.
Yeah. I've not gotten jobs because of it. And you never know. But see, the thing is with me, I don't know if it's because I'm black or because I'm gay, because it's pretty obvious that I'm gay. So... Yeah.
I've never been profiled, like, ever.
Super profiled.
You haven't?
I've not. Especially back home. Maybe it's because I don't, like, surround myself with those kind of people, or I've never been to that kind of environment, or I just don't, you know, come off as someone who's overtly whatever it is that I am. But, like, furthermore, like, Orlando is the biggest Puerto Rican population, like, outside of Puerto Rico. So I've never been profiled for being Puerto Rico because everyone else is Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
So.
People are accepting our challenge. Evidently, John, the super fan, is like, I'm already on my way right there. I'll meet y'all after the game. He wants to look at the soccer players. So.
How old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
It doesn't matter how old the listeners of this radio show
calm
are.
Calm down. Put it back in your pants.
I need to know if he's going to be a fan of mine. I'll meet you later.
And we just got followed on Twitter by LGBT Teens Lakeland. I didn't even know there were LGBT teens in Lakeland. That makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't think I want them
following
me.
Wow, you of all people should know that there are some LGBT teens in Lakeland.
We gotta train them young.
Well, I grew up in Lakeland, so I mean...
Well, yeah.
Were you part of that group?
No, there was... listen, dude, when I was in high school in Lakeland... 70s. That's not fair.
That's not... 70s?
She feels self-conscious.
You were in high school in... No?
I was in high school. I was in high school from...
The age.
I was in high school from 98 to 2002. So, in the late 90s, the only way you could, like, find another gay man was to go to the public library. And because I remember that I used to see lots of things written on, like, the bathroom stall walls there. And I was like, well, maybe. I don't know what this all means. What's going on? Why are people in the bathroom for so long? And so, this is really not an appropriate story. Needless to say, I ended up meeting somebody, and we had a discussion about comic books. Actually, I remember it because it was the first time. It was the first time I came in someone's mouth, and I was like, "Wow, this is a lot more clean and whatever." So that's why I remembered the story specifically. Didn't ever think I'd see this person again. Go back to high school, like 2 months later. I'm walking to French class, and there's the dude standing outside of class. He's like a substitute teacher for like the Spanish department or something. So he catches my eye, I catch his eye, I'm immediately like, oh my god, someone that I S their D is like looking right at me at my school, everyone's gonna know I'm gay, my parents are gonna disown me, I'm gonna have to kill myself, oh my god.
And the guy is calling his lawyer.
And the guy's like, you what? I was like, thank god he wasn't teaching the French class, it was the most awkward exchange. And then years later, ran into him again, randomly at like Disney, at Universal, working Halloween Horror Nights, and the guy knew exactly who I was like, hi, nice to see you. At this point, I've like accepted myself, I'm out, so it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. And he's still like talking and looking at me like I should be completely on the DL. Turns out he's like married and he has a secret, and so he's like, now he's really uncomfortable talking to me because I'm all like, hi, this is my boyfriend. Hi, I have a gay radio show. Turned.
Hey, how you doing?
I talk about you all the time.
But that's really funny. The person who I lost it to was actually a fifth grade teacher in the same school district that like I was in. Like,
wait, what?
Were you in?
I was not in the fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Can we change the subject?
No.
I can't believe I'm actually getting ready to look at Lady Barry to get the show back on track with her bit.
No. I was 16.
So what's the third thing you learned this week?
But it was weird.
No, I meant...
But it was really hot, though. Good. I'm still in love with him.
Yeah, yeah. Don't talk over each other. Let's, you know, just in interest of time, Eric and Jesus, we have a new bit in the show called Learning with Lady Barry. Every week, Lady Barry learns about something new, and we pick the topic for it. So we've learned about... so far, we've learned about emus. And the great emu Australian War of 1932, where the emus attacked the settlers with machine guns, or the people had machine guns.
That would have been a better story.
Last week we learned about the Florida Turnpike and all of the history of the Turnpike and where the Turnpike is heading in the future.
The Turnpike.
And our special guest Sumner. Well, I'll hand it over to. Let's get it started here. And now it's time for Learning with Lady Barry.
That educated queen.
What? Hello, welcome to. I brought treats in today because what are we learning about today? We're learning about
gummy bears. Woo!
You have to whisper it.
Can we chew gummy bears in the microphone? Okay, I got the Haribo Gold Bear gummy bear.
Haribo, I heard these give you the horrible digestion.
No, those are it's the sugar. It's the sugar. If you ever want to be entertained, go to Amazon and read the product reviews for sugar-free Haribo gummy bears. Evidently, they do a number on your insides if you eat more than four of them.
There's a lot of really stupid facts about gummy bears that I'm
gonna turn everyone else's mics down so we can actually hear you. Okay.
Yum. Gummy bears actually originated in 1920 in Germany.
Wow.
And this brand has been out since 22, so this is one of the originals, eh?
That is the original.
Oh, it is?
That's why he brought them.
Tell me more.
Haribo, which I thought was Japanese, because let's be honest, Japanese like cute little...
Haribo, gummy bear, good job!
It's actually German.
Kawaii.
And the name Haribo comes from the guy's name who invented them, Hans Riegel.
Gummy bear.
And he's from a place called Bonn, Germany. So Hans, H-A, Riegel, R-I, Bonn, B-O. So,
Haribo. Gummy bear. Yeah.
And it does sound like horrible, so...
But that is good, and the gummy bears is not horrible at all.
They're very good. But actually, he worked in a candy factory, and he kind of left the factory and created his own candy company.
Why bears?
Because... He used to sell his candy at German street festivals where they had actual trained bears, and he would sell his god awful hard candy at these street fairs, and decided, you know what, I'm not making any money, so he created a soft chewable candy, and he made them in the shape of dancing bears. Now actually the original dancing bear, the original gummy bear, were actually really big.
I just want to say I'm really impressed because she's doing this all without notes. Like, she learned this jump. Okay, go on. So what about the bear? I interrupted you.
They were actually really skinny and tall, the original gummy bears.
Uh-huh.
And they were sold in Germany. They were made from an Arabic tree, pectin, from the sap of a tree. I learned about the gummy bears. They're made from animal gelatin now.
The seamless, the music okay. Seamlessly goes together. Yes.
Now, there's a couple of fun facts that I learned about gummy bears.
There's no edits there at all.
Not at all. that they actually make vegan gummy bears in Turkey.
What?
Yeah, that because they're made with pork, and they make kosher and vegan.
There's
vegan
pork
in here?
There's it's made out of animal bones, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Gelatin, yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I feel like this is an appropriate... Okay. I feel like this is an appropriate German candy, because it is very tough. I feel as I'm eating, it's like I feel like it's a fight in my mouth where I'm trying to like really tear the little sucker's head off. And when I think about people that would be like aggressive and naturally just need to work out some anger, it would be the German people. They're always waging war on the folks. They got that old Nazi thing going on. It's kind of like, you know, hey.
They almost lost their company because of Hitler.
They did.
Yes.
He did not like the gummy bears.
He did not like the gummy bears. Actually,
get some of it.
And I wanted to mention that the gummy bears actually did not arrive to the United States until 1982.
82?
82.
They're a fad candy. I thought they had been around for a lot longer.
No. And this is actually the most interesting thing I learned about gummy bears.
My trainer's gonna kill me today.
All right, so, oh no. Wait until I tell you what's coming next for gummy bears.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
All right, so. With that being said, in 1982, the gummy bears came to the United States. In 1985, what famous television show came on? The gummy bears.
The gummy bears.
Do you know that that was in here and there, that was the Walt Disney Company's very first animated series?
I did not
know
that.
And it actually paved the way for almost every single serial, like, animation television show for the United States.
So, like, the Disney Afternoon, like your Tailspin, Darkwing Duck,
all of those.
Chip and Dale, Recess.
Like, My Little Pony, all those shows actually stem from gummy bears. You're welcome. Thank you, Hans.
I think I've got the boxed gummy bear DVD set at the house.
Delicious.
So the candy... How'd the candy relate to the cartoon? I never got that connection.
They were bears.
Michael Eisner, I guess...
Thank you, Jesus. They were bears.
And they were gummy.
Stupid.
Did you just ask how gummy bears, the candy, relate to the television show Gummy Bears?
Because in the show, they're not like candy bears. They're like, they're real bears.
But they're bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Because of gummy juice.
They are the gummy bears.
Yeah. Along with the secrets of gummy berry juice, their magic is growing. They take pride in knowing they'll fight for what's right and whatever they do.
Yeah.
Gay radio show.
Now, one thing that I found out that was funny is that they actually make breast implants made of gummy bears.
What?
Made of the same stuff as gummy bears.
No offense. Have you ever, like, felt a bag of gummy bears? I don't want to feel no lunky, chunky oat bag boobies.
But this is the thing. The gummy bears, men... This is funny. Men actually used to say, oh, I wish breasts felt like this. And so a doctor came up with a gummy bear, like, the same kind of... recipe as the gummy bears to make breast implants in 2007.
Wow.
Now, the future of gummy bears.
The future, how can we improve upon such an amazing thing?
I know.
And it's edible, I can put it in my mouth.
And you can make them 69.
Again, thank you very much.
Delightful. Now,
we got a bra made out of gummy bears, we got a cartoon series.
Yeah.
Jesus is just looking at it. Look, he's got such visible abs. His mouth is like, I cannot eat you. He's like, I can look
next
at you.
Next year, like they're coming with sex toys.
Same.
Made out of gummy bears.
He's imagining delicious. A different kind of bear.
Jesus is looking for his otter half.
Wow. So, next year, the FDA actually this year started approvals for a gummy bear that's good for your teeth. Uh-huh. And for your body.
Wow.
Yes.
I thought they already had the Vita gummies.
These are actual candy. Those are vitamins. These are actually going to be candy like Haribo and Trolley make that kids won't know that they're actually good for them. And actually, those gummy vitamins are bad for your teeth because they get stuck in your teeth and they can cause tooth decay.
But so damn
the
good.
The new ones from Trolley called Actoline will actually be good for your teeth, make your teeth whiter.
And if the current
and they're good for your body.
And if the current trend continues, one day all of our meals will be served in gummy bear form.
I cannot wait.
Like, you want the chicken parmesan? Yeah, eat the chicken parmesan gummy bear.
And can I just say, I bought 5 bags of candy.
How
and
much do they cost?
Gone.
How much do they cost? How much are gummy bears?
Bro, they're expensive. Can I just tell you? Haribo is the most expensive brand.
I'll give you back some cash.
Yeah. That was $2.69 for one of those bottles.
Okay, now your music stops, so I'm gonna real quick question. My favorite fruity treat is it a gummy? I like the cherry sours. Is that considered a gummy or
it
is that?
Is, but that didn't come out until the 90s. I actually looked that up.
Oh my god, I'm really surprised.
Very
good
nice.
Job. Oh, Lady and Berry. Did you know that the red ones are actually raspberry and the green ones are strawberry? Boom.
Really?
Yes. Except for on Trolley's brand, the green ones are lime.
Well, go ahead. Well, go ahead and paint me impressed, because I gotta say you.
Wow. Yeah.
You're welcome.
She got a degree in gummy bears.
I just got a job offer from Trolley as their spokeswoman.
The Candyman can. Alrighty. So we have to pick out Alex. We let Sumner pick last week. Alex, what are we gonna do next week for Learning with Lady Berry? What should she talk about next
week?
Well,
it's my dear friend DJ's birthday next week, so let's dig up some skeletons in his closet.
Let's not do that.
And let's get it.
I already know those skeletons, and they're not appropriate for air.
What could we learn about? Well,
that's a whole graveyard you gotta go to.
I don't know. It is my birthday next Tuesday. I don't get to do the radio show on my birthday that often. Mm. All right, you can. All right, I trust you on this. We'll go with it. But I mean, how can you learn about something that's so perfect already, you know, out here?
By asking any twink in Orlando.
Yeah, I already learned about gummy bears. I'm learning about you next week. I have plenty of just come in next week. I have plenty of material on you.
All right. All right.
The roast.
So we're gonna have to actually
DJ Justice.
The roast of DJ Justice. Yeah, how about that? It's a little bit of learning. You can how about this? I think that learning and reading are kind of hand in hand. So we'll fundamental. Yeah. And you know what? How many times am I going to let you just kind of go off on me on the radio show without me turning your microphone off?
The problem is there's a lot of things I want to say, but they have a lot of bad words in it.
Uncensored podcast.
Dude, can we get a beep?
Definitely can't do that next week. I have to be somewhere right away after class. Or after.
Aww. So rude.
After class.
All right.
I was hoping for a subject that I can eat next week.
Well, maybe.
Third thing I learned. What?
You didn't even just let that right past you, didn't you? I just set it up and you just let it just sit there.
Moving on.
I am not a food.
But you're definitely a chair.
A lot of people know your flavor. Oh. Most of them in this room.
Only two. No! Two and a half.
Uh-huh.
On one
of them.
Okay, you know how like when you go to start the lawnmower, you can be like It counts as a half if you're in that phase, but then the mower doesn't turn over.
Oh, Jesus, okay. You're such a tease.
Anyway.
How are you, gummy bears?
So.
I want to see these abs that he's talking about. Let me see.
I don't have any abs.
Oh, never mind. You said he had abs.
But I have something else that I can show you later.
Oh.
No. I'm a kid, remember?
I'm going to lose control. I'm in a gummy bear sugar-induced coma right now.
The man, the legend.
Well, while you're talking about the news, I'm going to go back.
Gummy bear orgy.
She's just like, I talked about that. I talked about it a second. I'm out. Listen, anti-gay presidential hopeful Ted Cruz has yanked a new ad. The ad that was airing was called Conservatives Anonymous. It featured a woman who is asking Americans to, quote, vote for more than just a pretty face next time. That was supposed to be some kind of inside dig at Marco Rubio, but it didn't really work. What also didn't work was the fact that the woman who was in this Conservatives Anonymous ad is a woman named Amy Lindsay, an actress who has appeared in such films as Secrets of a Chambermaid, MILF, Sex Sent Me to the ER, and Carnal Wishes. So Cruz had an adult film actress in his videos because they quickly pulled the ad claiming they had no idea of the work. Cruz's press secretary was quick to point out that the campaign would have never run if they knew they had hired an adult film actress. Quote, unfortunately, she was not vetted by the casting company. Had we known of her full filmography, we obviously would not have let her appear in the ad. The campaign is being taken down. It'll be replaced with a different commercial. She is the woman, Amy Lindsay, says that she is in fact Republican and a Christian conservative, and that she thought it would be, quote, cool for a porn star to star in a political ad. So,
justice for all, Bukkake porn stars included. Jesus.
Both y'all had something funny to say, but you talked over your joke, so do it one at a time.
I started it.
You started it. You gonna do your news, Bubba?
Yeah.
All right, let's do some news.
You gonna put some music on? You know, I like it with a little bit of a mood. Oh, so this song again? A Scottish transgender woman is to walk 30 miles in stilettos and underwear to wear a raisins of the community and transphobia.
Do you still have gummy bears in your mouth?
I love them. I love bear in my mouth.
It's still true.
The winner of Miss Transgender UK, Jay Derilato, has said she hopes the journey will raise awareness of just how long it takes to transition. I chose the route and distance to show the time and length that many trans people have to go through to become their true identity. And the high heels are to show difficulties there are while going through this process, and the pain and that many trans women get when they try and fit into a female stereotype.
So it'd be like what Forrest Gump did, only with a drag queen in heels and just walking.
Yup. Yeah. Leaving from her home.
She's Forrest Gump in it.
Forrest Gump out.
Now hashtag. Forrest Gump that walk.
Hashtag Forrest Gump that walk.
Leaving from her home in Walkerburn, Pebbleshire, the 23-year-old makeup artist will walk to Edinburgh wearing a collection of lingerie and a pair of angel wings, imitating Victoria's Secret models. The walk is expected to take around 10 hours to complete and will take her through a number of ex-mining communities, testing out dozens of different shoe styles at her local gym. Jay added that she was likely to use a high platform boot in order to support her ankles.
Very nice, good job.
That's a long walk, you gotta pick
one. Adele, here we go. Every week, I feel like, you know, I should have a segment that's called Keeping Up with Adele, because every single week I feel like there's one story about Adele.
That's just because I like the way he does an Adele impression. I love the way Alex does Adele.
Adele continues to be an amazing mum. letting her young son dress as Anna from Frozen on a trip to Disneyland. The Oscar-winning singer stepped out of the limelight in 2012 after giving birth to son Angelo, only resurfacing last year as she released album 25. Though the singer keeps her son out of the spotlight, she has been very vocal about her inclusive approach to parenting, explaining, "I can't wait to know who his best friends are going to be, who his girlfriend or boyfriend's going to be. Whatever my kid wants to do or be, I'll always support him no matter what." She appeared to put that into action on a trip to Disneyland this month as social media users spotted Adele and partner Simon Konecki wandering the park with Angelo in a pushchair. The family had let Angelo dress as Frozen's Princess Anna for the trip. However, he appears to be wearing Disney's official Anna Deluxe coronation costume from the Frozen dress-up range. Adele isn't the only celebrity to let their kid dress up how they want. Will Smith has embraced his son Jaden Smith's choice to wear dresses and feminine clothing. "I've always liked myself. I've never not liked myself. I don't have hang-ups like that. But I'm so proud of myself that I made him in my belly, cooked him in my belly, and then he came out of me. This human who's suddenly walking around and doing his own thing." That's it. That's the story.
It's very good.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you very much for the news. It is cool that, you know, you have celebrities that are showing that non-conforming gender roles, that they're able to support their children. If your kid wants to wear a dress, let them wear a dress.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm inspired by Jaden James Smith. Like, I aspire to have a child like Jaden James Smith.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would that mean to you?
I don't know. Okay, here I go on my little thing about Jaden James Smith. I don't know, he's just, like, a creative kind of person. He's not afraid to, like, push gender roles. He's a cute kid. Like,
it's easy to be experimental when you're rich as hell.
Exactly. And that's exactly it. I want to one day be wealthy enough that my kids can be whatever kind of art house freaks that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm going to promote and support that lifestyle.
Very nice. Good job.
You're gonna go to law
school. I want them to be like Paul Rudd in Clueless.
Okay.
Did anyone get that reference?
I don't remember it.
Alright.
I have to watch that movie. I feel terrible. Yeah.
Have you seen Clueless? ¿Cómo se dice? ¿Tú sabes Clueless?
Clueless.
Yeah.
Clueless.
Mm-hmm. ¿Tú sabes the movie?
Sí, la he visto.
The movie.
Sí, la he visto la película.
Sí. Okay. This is the third thing I learned this week. It, you know, I got thinking about it from the discussion at the brunch, and then saw a YouTube video that kind of loosely touched upon it, and then found a story that talked about, you know, different app owners, you know, whether it's Grindr or Tinder or Scruff. Here, the owners and developers of Scruff were confronted and asked if they thought that their app's feature that allows you to filter out races. So when you're looking for, hey, show me all the people in my neighborhood, you can filter it. You know, show me all the white people. Show me all the Latino people. Show me all whatever your preference may be. And so the question was, is it just letting people find their preference, or is it rooted in some other racial tension, or does it advocate maybe a more racially divisive way of us categorizing one another? And I got thinking about that. I'm just trying to explain where my perspective, you know, as a white male, you know, I'm sure that, I mean, I know that I have different guys that I'm attracted to. Mm-hmm. Have I ever modified my filter to maybe say, you know, maybe look for what I'm looking for in particularly? Yes. Have I ever written in my profile,
yes,
know this, know that? I have not. You know, I've never been like, no blacks or no femmes.
No fems.
No Asian. No.
I hate that.
Mask only.
I keep whenever I do write something on my little dating profiles like that, I'll usually keep it about myself. I don't try to talk about other people. That's my time to talk about myself.
Right.
So I don't know. Is it that fine? Like, how do you feel when you see an app like that? Do you just say, hey, that's a person's being a jerk? Or, you know, you can't be everyone's cup of tea.
I think it's people being a little too sensitive to small minutiae of things. Because, let's be honest, Match.com, it asks you what race you are. Of course, it asks you what race you are. That way people can filter out what race they want.
Right.
And it's been like that for years. So get over it. Like it's too much.
I agree.
Like, oh, no, ma'am. I can't.
First of all, Johnny Scandros from Scruff is, like, God that's walking. But any hooser. No, I mean, to be honest, like, just because I'm not sexually attracted to someone else doesn't mean, like, I don't want to be their friends. But if I'm on Scruff, I'm not...
You're not looking for friends.
Right.
Can we talk about that?
What?
Oh, when people are on Grindr, like, I'm just looking for friends. Oh, okay, hi, how you doing? Do you got a pick?
Those are the first
like,
ones.
You wanna, oh, you, you're you're not my type. I thought you were looking for friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, oh, well, I am. But you're not my type of friend. What? Oh, your friends have to look a certain way? Come on, Heather. Let's get over it.
Have you? Has that a conversation you've actually had?
Oh, I'm going to start screenshotting my conversations on Grindr and showing you. People like people say the meanest things on Grindr, but it's awesome.
I'm giving myself another month to kind of mess around with it because I'll be honest. I'm a cheapskate. Every week, I will uninstall Grindr and reinstall it so I can get Grindr extra, look at all the people online, lose all your... And I like... It's kind of like spring cleaning, too. But what I always do is when I get back onto Grindr, I'll first start out for a couple days and put up, like, a picture of some, like, porn star. No, I put up the pictures of my dead go-go dancer friend that committed suicide back in Key West a couple years ago.
You're before, so classy.
Well, before he died, he said that if he died, I could use his pictures for stuff.
Okay.
And then I used to have nightmares that his haunted C-ring that was in my nightstand drawer that he was like, give it back to me. And I ended up burning it. But, So what I'll do is I'll put up a picture of little, you know, go-go dancer boy, and I'll just let the messages come in, and then I'll screenshot them, I'll send back replies, and then so like once enough time's gone by, I'll share all of those. What are you looking at?
He's what you said on the radio?
My Valentine's Day message.
Okay.
You know the one.
The one he said at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay. Well, they could listen. They were listening to the show as they came in, Bubba.
Well, I mean, I know like what you like to do. You like to, you know, say it like you said it, but he didn't say it.
But let's be honest. Like, we all have preferences. Like, you have a preference. Like, there's certain kind of races of guys that, and I don't date.
To me, it's all
like
about
that's
time.
The thing. Like, and that's the thing. But it's not because. It's just because I'm not sexually attracted to them.
Yeah.
Now, and let's be honest, sex is a big part of a relationship. Right. So, yes. Especially in the gay community. So, yeah.
So is my good credit.
Exactly. That's what they need to put on there. Credit score.
What is your credit score?
Well, I keep getting all this negative feedback on Scruff because the only thing I say in my Scruff ad is, I hate body hair. Don't hit me up if you have body hair.
It's Scruff. It's about hair. If they had one called Twinks, he'd be all over it with a Z. It has to have a Z.
You know, I'm getting really tired of these stereotypes. You know, stereotypes are bad. Stereotyping people.
Thank you.
It's not stereotyping. It's evidential.
Thank you,
like,
Kelson
I look
Mackey.
At the five people that you've banged last, and bam, like, twink, yeah. twink, twink, twink,
no.
twink.
Yeah.
Don't prove your stereotype if you're not trying to be a stereotype.
Sometimes they're Latino jocks.
Twink.
Right. Well, like what? Like
hold on. What is your definition of jock? Because I think there's some people on Grindr that need to look up the definition of jock. Because when I look at them, I'm thinking like a football player, muscles. Just like, and I mean, you don't even have to have
beer
muscles.
Beer pong is
like,
not an Olympic sport.
Exactly. let's be honest. Nobody on Grindr is playing beer pong.
Furthermore, if you're over the age of 30 and you call yourself a jock, you're not a jock. You're a has-been. Like... What? This isn't like
there
high school
are a lot
anymore.
Of actual football players that are.
I don't call myself a jock, but I also don't see fit to call myself a daddy either, though. So I'm not exactly sure.
You're an otter.
I don't. Do I'm not. I don't think labels? I'm thin enough or hairy enough to be an otter because I body trim. I body trim.
I'm an otter.
I've always said the bear, wolf, otter is like that. That's more of a mental state.
Yeah.
You know, like if you want to embrace it and go with it, then cool. But like I'm inclined to trim my chest hair every now and then.
I like how Grindr calls it tribes.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your Grindr tribe?
What's your
hanky?
Suddenly we're Indians now.
Oh yeah, how's hanky going? Are you still on hanky? Did it grow any or no?
I mean, yeah, it has. But like I said, it's like a big old...
Hanky's a new app that you can only be on if you're invited.
It's like
exclusive, darling. Oh, you're not invited.
See, now Jesus is, now he's making a face because he hasn't been invited. He's like, oh, I thought that was the number one.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's fine. I'll find out.
It's like being
I'm going to find out who's on there and didn't invite me.
Don't invite him.
It's like being stranded in the ocean, like water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink because it's an ocean of bottoms.
Oh, yeah, yeah I hate that. That's Kissimmee. That's Kissimmee right there.
Oh, that's too far.
LOL.
No, everyone's having a good time. It's the sugar. It's the sugar. It's getting everyone in.
It makes me uncomfortable when Justice doesn't speak and he just looks at us. I'm like, are we doing really good, or is he just waiting for us to stop that way he can actually make the show better?
Yeah, it almost makes you question yourself, because like, hold on, Justice is judging me? Mm-hmm. Hold on, what's going on here?
Let's say you are not, because...
When we're talking about the grinder tribes and your preferences, I think if you make a point to put out there and express, I think you are right to be judged if what you put out there is something like no people of this race, or no Chinese people, or no Puerto Ricans. If you see So Foot to lead and put out with what you don't like, I think that says more about you as a person, to the fact where I would now judge you and say, you know what, based on those qualities, I am not attracted to you. You may be physically attractive, but if you're able to be that limiting in your choices outwardly, now, can you take away the fact that everyone has a preference, that everyone has something they like and they don't like? You know, it's funny, I actually was talking to a friend of mine who happens to be African-American, and he was talking about a little bit of reverse racism that he gets. He is a big black guy, and he constantly gets hit up by guys that go, oh, hey, cool, I've seen big black guys in movies and things like that. You're going to be a big top, right? You're going to be this, right? You're going to, you know, just like take me and slam me hard, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like one of the most nice, gentle, big old bottoms in the entire world. So he said it's actually frustrating. He'll go to like the Bathhouse or Club Orlando, and people automatically assume that he's going to want to do something to them just because of the color of his skin. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when it comes down to your personal preferences, I think what I would say is this, is you are not ever going to be everyone's favorite color. However, when the right artist needs you to complete the picture, you will be there.
Oh, why do you have to take it to that place?
What?
I'm gonna be so beautiful. Sentimental.
Yeah, it was
sweet.
It was.
Hold on. Let me react like a normal person. Aw.
The more you know, but
no. Is your black friend in Beyonce's new formation video?
My black
bottoms matter.
My black bottoms. Black bottoms matter that are stuck in the belly of a whale is what happens. All right. Hello there. Hello there. Are you stuck in the belly of a whale?
Too many gummy bears. Too many gummy bears.
Alex, have you ever been stuck into the belly of a whale?
It
happened to Pinocchio one time.
Figuratively.
And then Jonah. Who forgot about Jonah?
My girlfriend Leah's here.
Hello there, Leah. Are you... Leah, have you ever been caught in the belly of a whale? No. You there. You there. Do you need rescuing? We're here for an adventure. You're stuck in the belly of a whale.
She's over there. She's like, shut up, Frank, and play my music.
My time now.
As our outro music... As the outro music starts to play from the belly of a whale.
That's it for today's special edition of our special gummy bear stuck in the belly of a whale edition of Outloud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Going around the circle. I love all of you guys. Thank you so much for coming in today. Jesus, we missed you. Good to see you again, man.
I'll go seeing you too.
He's
started getting text messages.
He's trying to get involved. Hello there! What are you doing on this week?
I'll be working a lot, I think.
Yeah, bailing the old roommates out of jail.
Spilled all the Lipton tea.
Come on, Miami.
Eric, what do you have going on this week, man?
I'm going to see Deadpool after this and getting me some free chipotle.
Listen, it was really, really good. However, I had to yell at a child. Saturday night, there was a child screaming, and everyone was starting to grumble because the kid was crying. And I had maybe have had a couple of drinks at like three or four hurricanes.
Thanks,
and so I like, shut your kid up now! And then and half the audience begins cheering loudly. So I felt like, and you know what? It was odd. At first I thought, how would the person I was with react? And they'd be like, oh my God, you're such a schmuck. But afterwards they were like, oh my God, that was the most amazing thing ever. I cannot believe you did that. Everyone was laughing. When I went to the bathroom after the movie and I was like, shut your kid up. You're like, it was you. Yeah. Like, you guys are like high-fiving me in the bathroom with like pee hands after Deadpool.
And for being in Deadpool, I feel like that's so appropriate. Like, it was acceptable in any movie. That was the one.
Well, and the conspiracy theorist in me got thinking it was one of those old Andy Kaufman tricks. Like, was there really a kid in the theater? Or were they just like, yo, at the 1 hour mark, let's just like filter through a kid screaming in like the side speaker so that anyone watching the movie anywhere thinks there's a kid screaming. They're like, shut your kid up!
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have going on this week, Alex?
I will be recruiting with or without you for my champion for Logo Over Your Junk contest.
Oh, get your photos in, guys. $300 cash, the most likes on Gay Radio Show, everything on Instagram, on Twitter. Check it out. Lady Bear. Oh, sorry, are we done?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to get your champ. What else are you doing this week?
I mean, that's my goal. Other than that, you know, school, work, and hopefully I get laid, but I never do, so.
Okay. Are you okay? You're acting like your feelings are hurt. Did I hurt your feelings this show?
No.
Okay. Lady Bear, what are you going on this week?
I'm not going to say much because I want to go outside and watch the soccer players play. So, goodbye, everybody. It was a great show.
That's it for today's special edition of Outlaw Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. I'm going to be 1 year older next week.
No mask, no femmes, just be who you are.
Totes mascara. I'm DJ Justice, and I love you. Daddy!
Make it, Leah.
Daddy, take it, Leah. DJ Leah on the mic.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in the
air. How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlaw Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Fabulous.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jizz.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Hour. Why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
could
such
not.
Such a good idea.
No. No, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all food.
Outlaw Orlando, ruining lives all
on
across America.
On a daily basis.
Daddy Poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.